Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
This is G Wright coming to you live from the DC Baltimore area. Hope you guys are having a good evening so far. I just wanted to just say thank you so much for coming through to the show. And I just appreciate everything you guys are doing. Thank you for the love. Right now, just to get started, I'm going to play Shake It Off a little bit. And then we'll get started for the word today. You are not alone. So I'm going to play the song and I'll be right back. Thank you guys for coming tonight. And don't forget to shake it off.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
Anything that harms you, don't need to keep it closed. Kick out the baggage, just like old clothes. Desire freedom.
That's how you're supposed to live.
Don't live in bondage.
Shake it off, 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 shake it off.
Words can heal you, words can destroy you. Don't hold on to things that can block you. Say the ones keep you
from God's promises.
You have the power, God's made it so. Release that negativity. Oh, release those things, just be free. Yeah.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
I love it. It's time to shake it off and leave it at the foot of the cross. Are y'all ready? Come on.
Shake it off.
The pain.
Shake it off.
The worry.
Shake it off.
Depression.
Shake it off.
Oppression. Shake it off.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
I appreciate you guys. It's the Heart Love Radio Show. Hey, Terrell, coming to you live from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm also on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/GWright. What's going on, Michael? Tonight we're going to talk about You Are Not Alone. And it's so ironic that this is the title of the message tonight, because yesterday was, it was something else. That's all I can say. It's kind of hard to put into words, but it's amazing that the title of the message that God had placed in my heart is You Are Not Alone. Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, I'm so grateful, Stephen, and I'm telling you this, my mother has almost passed away several times over the past few years. And I told my mom, Mom, how many lives do you have? But how many of you know that when it's your time, it's your time. But I just thank God that he's allowed her to be here longer. She's still here. So I appreciate your prayers. Appreciate your thoughts. If you guys have been following along, we do this every Tuesday night. Feel free to type in the section, and then we respond. We're going to make sure we're respectful to each person's opinion and things like that. But if you've been following along, May 21st, I spoke about you cannot outdo God and outflick the devil. On the 28th, I talked about the importance of self-care. On the 11th of June, I spoke about it is worth the wait. Last week, it is worth the wait. And that says, amen. Yes, amen. My mom's trying to hang, you guys. Hey, Mom. She's trying to hang. So I thank you, Mom, for coming through. So going to Tamika. Tonight, we're talking about You Are Not Alone. And again, I thought that this is ironic that this is the actual topic for tonight. How many of you guys ever feel like you're in a place sometimes where you're by yourself? You feel like you're the only one who is going through life's lessons. I call it life's lessons. What's going on, Malone? You know, how many of you guys ever feel like you're by yourself? You're alone, like you cannot make it. You cannot move forward. And you're just like, how do I navigate when I feel so alone? Have you guys ever felt that way? That you are just all alone? Well, listen to this. First of all, I have to give this disclaimer. Of course, every message I give, of course, it pertains to me first. God gave it to me first for me that I'm sharing it with you. Some of you guys might be going through that as well, or have been in, or can relate to being or feeling like you are alone. And when I was in church this past Sunday, the pastor, was speaking about the Holy Spirit. And God said, the message that God placed in my heart was, you are not alone. My cousin says this, I know I feel that way sometimes. Yeah, cuz. You know, I feel that way sometimes too. You know, and the thing about it is this. Sometimes we have those seasons. But is this, oh, you said often, Terrell? Yeah, I understand. You know, Ecclesiastes 3 says there's a season for everything, right? There's a season for everything. But while we're going through the seasons, different seasons that we are experiencing, we have to remember that we are not alone, that God is with us. You know, my first point tonight is this. I'm doing the typing. I'm doing all those things that someone had to. Let me see. Sheila's trying to talk to me. Someone has to be your friend to join. No one has to be. Anyone can come and join. And let me see if I can share this. If I can share, edit post. I'm gonna see if I can share this with everyone. Stream. I think that this can go to anyone who wants to actually come on. You know, so I think this can go to anyone who wants to come on. They can come on to show. They can come to the show, Sheila, anyone. You know, so guys, I felt that way. I felt like I was alone. I'm coming back to it. I felt like, man, I'm dealing with this life's issues. What's going on, Corbett? I'm dealing with life's issues, and I'm by myself. I'm like, where are the people? And it's like, I've just been in a season where guys were like, look, let me talk to you about you. How many of you ever been in that situation where you feel like you're in a place where you're doing some self-examination, where you're just seeing, what do I need to change about myself? Where am I trying to go? What am I trying to do? This time that we spend together is time I'm sharing with you guys. I'm sharing. We're sharing. We're doing all these things. We're going back and forth. Well, the title, for those who are coming on, You Are Not Alone. You are not in this thing by yourself. And that's one of the biggest things that God wants me to say tonight. You are not in this thing called life. You're not in this battle. You're not in this situation by yourself. You're not here by yourself. You know, and you know, sometimes we have to be alone so we can hear God. So there's a reason why we go through what we go through. Sometimes God has to get our attention. Sometimes God, you know, we have too many things going through our heads. I don't know about you guys, but so many different things going through your head that sometimes we have to spend that time by ourselves and with God so we can hear what God is saying. And then we have to be open to what God is saying to us. God got your back. Thank you, Peggy. You know, and even, thank you, Peggy, and even in those times where I'm feeling like God doesn't have my back, where I feel like I'm by myself, I'm encouraged today to know that I am not by myself. So tonight, guys, the first point tonight is this. God, the Holy Spirit is with you. You know, I have to say this. One of the things that I think that sometimes we as Christians, we feel like we feel as if sometimes like, God, how do you expect me to get through this situation? How do you expect me to get through this situation that I'm going through? Now, if you guys, if you have any Bibles, you turn Luke chapter 24, verses 46 to 49. Luke 24, 46 to 49. So it said like this. This is King James Version. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. That's the King James Version. Let me read for you the NIV version. It says like this. It's coming there. What's going on, Audrey? It says, he told them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. One of the things we have to remember that we are not alone, because God the Holy Spirit is with us. God the Holy Spirit is with you. That promise that Jesus talked about. He said, stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. God did not leave us here to live this life powerless. God did not leave us here to live this life powerless. He's left us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Now, in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, talks about the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, right? The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. Verse 1, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Let's go to Tasha. Now they were in Jutes. Now they were staying. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. Oh, sorry. Now there were staying in Jerusalem, God fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native tongue, native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism. Listen, I'm messing up, guys. Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? Some, however, made fun of them and said, they have had too much wine. Peter addressed the crowd, right? Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Those are coming on. Tonight's message is entitled, You Are Not Alone. God, the Holy Spirit is with you. This promise that Jesus told them, wait here for the power to come. Wait here. We said, told them in Luke chapter 24, verses 46 and 49, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Listen, the Holy Spirit is here with us, right? When two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. That's what Jesus said, right? Listen, the Holy Spirit is here to lead and guide us. So we are not alone, because God sent his spirit is here with us. His spirit is here with us. You know, people talk about it. The Holy Spirit is a being. It's not an it. He's a being. You know, the Holy Spirit is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. Then think about it this. One thing we have to be willing to do is open up our hearts and allow God to come in. Allow the Holy Spirit to talk to you. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. You know, guys, what are you guys thinking right now? Where are you guys at right now? Where are you guys at right now? You're thinking, what are you thinking about right now? Those who are listening right now. So first point tonight of the topic, you are not alone. God, the Holy Spirit is with you. Have you ever been in a place when you're by yourself? Like, it's like this. You feel like you're by yourself. But if you know that someone is rooting for you, if you know someone is right there, so doesn't it kind of give you that push sometimes, and keep on going, listeners. God didn't leave us comfortless. When Jesus left, he didn't leave us comfortless. The Holy Spirit came. God's Holy Spirit came. And he's with us. You know, in Acts chapter 2, again, when it says in verse 17, Acts 2:17, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Listen, God's pouring out his spirit. The spirit of God is with us. We are not alone. You are not alone. You don't have to fight. God will give you the power. We just have to. Yes, the Holy Spirit is a presence 24/7. He's a person. The Holy Spirit. The Spirit, God's Holy Spirit. It's not an it. A real person. You know, so you're not alone. It's like this. Like we know that the wind is there, right? We know that the wind is there. We know that we can see the effects of the wind. We might not see the wind, but we can see the effects of the wind, right? We can feel the wind. Listen, God is there. You're not alone. So I hope that would encourage you that God's Spirit is with you. He's with us. He's with us. We just have to yield ourselves and allow God to speak to us. What's going on, Brian? You're not alone. You're not alone. And listen to this. So you're not alone because God has left His Spirit with us, the power, His power, to work through us for His glory. Second point, you are not alone because God says so in His Word. You know, see, the thing about this is this. How many of you guys are too busy to read the Word of God? Let's be honest. How many of us really take the time and say, yes, take the time to say, then let me read, let me really, really read the Word. Spend some time. What's going on, Vernon? Spend time to really read the Word for ourselves. Not to get it from someone else, but really spend time. Say, Lord, I want you to speak to me. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. Speak to my heart. Speak to my soul. How many of us really allow God to do that? How many of us really take the time to really, really say, you know what, I'm going to take an hour to spend some time with God? You know, listen, the only way to know the promises of God, if we don't know it, if we haven't been taught the Word of God, is to read the Word of God. Listen, Romans chapter 8, verses 38-39 says this. In King James Version, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm going to read the NIV version now. What's going on, Brian? What's going on, Karina? The NIV version of Romans 8:38-39 says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to tell you today, if you feel like you're alone, I want you to know that nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate you. So when you're feeling like you're alone, when you feel like you have death and life in front of you, when you feel like you have the negative and the positive things around you, angels or demons, those things can separate you. And death nor life can separate you. Angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers. This, we have to be afraid of any powers. We need to just remember to keep our focus on God, right? God is all powerful. My cousin Ann made it. What's going on, Ann? My cousin Ann made it. My cousin Leonae made it. What's up, Nene? What's going on, Mike? What's going on, Bishop Frazier? You know, so nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So if you're feeling like you are all alone, I want to encourage you tonight that you are not alone. Yes, Peggy says obstacles. Yes, obstacles cannot keep you away from the love of God. Why do I say this is so important? You know, the reason why I say this is important, because sometimes, listen, we honestly are out there and we're going through life and sometimes we feel defeated. Have you ever felt defeated? Have you ever felt like these obstacles are defeating me or life's lessons are defeating me? You know, do you ever feel like I'm not getting this lesson right? I'm failing in this area. I keep failing in this area, and you might feel like I am all alone. I am on this obstacle course, and I don't have the power to keep on going. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I want to encourage you today that the Holy Spirit is with you. I want to encourage you today that the Holy Spirit is here. I'm going to encourage you, if you'll take a second, sit back, do some breathing exercises, clear your mind, allow God to speak to you. You will hear God speak to you. God's power is with you to encourage you, to get you through whatever obstacle you're going through. But I just want to encourage you tonight that neither death nor life, angels nor demons, present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation, nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate you. So if you're feeling like you're all alone, I want you to understand today that you are not alone. God says it in his word. You just, in his word, you have to believe it. Try him. I've tried him. I know, because I've come through one of the worst periods in my entire life. And listen to this. And I know that I'm not alone. I know that when I was crying, God heard my tears. Yeah, I cry sometimes in private. You might not ever see me, but listen to this. I have. Mike says this, how do you feel about the extra books that were omitted? Mike, I'm not even focusing on that, Mike. I'm focusing on this topic, you are not alone. I'm not even going there. I'm just staying focused on this, okay? I'm staying focused on this topic. You are not alone. You guys heard this. You guys heard this. And Mike, I want to say thank you for sharing that, but I definitely don't use this as a thing to go back and forth over different things like that, by the question you asked. I'm just staying on the topic tonight. We can talk about that off air, but I'm staying on focus on topic, on point, on what we're talking about tonight. You know, if you guys heard it saying, if God says it, it settles it. I would hear my cousin says that. If God says it, it settles it. It's a matter about what reading the word of God for yourself. What do you believe? What does God say in his word? You know, one of the things I personally have experienced in my life, is getting to the point where I say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to pray, hear what you're saying. I'm going to read the word of God for myself. And I'm going to believe that you're going to be with me, that you will never leave me nor forsake me. And this is what I would say to God. And let me tell you, God brought me through, like I said, one of the worst and the hardest times in my life. God's brought me through to one of the worst and the hardest times of your life. One thing I want to say is this. You know, regardless of what we see or experience, right, we must believe what God says. You might feel like you're alone, but I want to encourage you tonight that you are not alone. That you are not alone. Are you still here with me, Mike? You still here with me? But listen, you know, I want to say this. Sometimes the whole thing about feeling alone. Hold up a second, guys. And room something off the screen. You know, how you guys feeling out there tonight? How are you guys feeling before I even go on? How you guys doing? I'm doing a checkup. How you guys feeling tonight? How you guys feeling tonight? It was funny. I'm looking at my notes, and I can't even understand some of my own handwriting. I want to say this. You are not alone in this thing by yourself. You are not alone. Amen. Thanks, Terrell. You're not alone in this by yourself. You know, at some point, well, maybe that point is right now for those who are coming through. I'm just here to let you know you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that God will keep you. And I'm going to say this. And like I said, it was one of the hardest times. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. Appreciate you. You said, me too, cuz? My cousin Ann says, me too. More than once. More than two times. Yeah. Thank you, Terrell. Terrell says, this is a blessing. All is very well. Thank you, cuz. I'm glad to know that. Can't wait to see you. You know, I have to say this. When I was going through those things, I was holding on. And I was holding on to the scripture, no, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I was holding on to, thank you, Montrell, to Jeremiah 29:11. This is my scripture for the year. This is my scripture that this is my motto for the year. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And you know what? I was like, okay, I'm not alone in this by myself. I am not alone in this by myself. The Lord says right here in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And, you know, and the thing about it that God placed in my heart is this, that sometimes we say, we might feel alone, right? Sometimes we might feel alone when we don't get the things that we want. Have you ever been to that, in that thing where you don't get what you want? Do you feel like, woe is me, I'm in this thing by myself? Woe is me. And God, what God placed in my heart was this: you cannot have the end result without the process. You cannot have the end result without the process. You cannot have the end result without the process. Sometimes we sit back and we look at people. And I've heard people in ministry say, being in ministry, being a leader, being a preacher, being a pastor, being a bishop, whatever your role is in ministry, sometimes it becomes hard. Just being a Christian, let's break it down. Just being a Christian, right, Sheila? Just being a Christian, I put Sheila on the spot. Just being a Christian, sometimes it can be hard. And sometimes it's lonely. Because sometimes God might say, look, I want all your attention. He closes doors. Even if you say, Lord, I have to do this, I have to do that. I know I've been, at one point I was going. I was going all the time, right? And I became sick because I was going so much. My body was shutting down. Boom. You right. Sometimes your body will shut you down so you can get some rest, so you can hear what God is saying to you. And one of the things about it is this: sometimes we want the glory, but we don't know what people have gone through to get that recognition. We don't know what they've given up to get to that place where they are. You know, so we look at some of the people, the gospel artists, some of the best and greatest gospel artists have spent some time going through their own personal thing with God, going through that wilderness. Sometimes, guys, we're going to go through the wilderness so God can speak to us. We expect to have the notoriety and all these different things and the power, but there comes a sacrifice that we have to be willing to do. We have to be willing to take up our cross and follow him, too. What's going on, Kevin? Montrell says, very lifting. Peggy says, in today's world, we need to hear this reinforcement. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, Kevin, you know, tonight's topic, you are not alone. God, the Holy Spirit is with you. God says so in his word. So the third part right here. Oh, well, let me read this before I go through it. Let me say this. What's up, good brother? We're talking about you are not alone tonight. Just encouraging everyone to just remember that Holy Spirit is with us. We're not alone. We're not in this thing alone. Montrell says this: I found that the alone time is to prepare me to be ready for the promise God has given me. Just because we have the gifts, the promise, and the calling does not mean we are ready for the next season or to receive the promise. That's a good one, Montrell. That's a good one. That's a good one. That is a good one. I'm going to read that last part again. Just because we have the gifts, the promise, and the calling does not mean we are ready for the next season or to receive the promise. Sometimes we have to go through some things. Sometimes we have to go through trials and tribulations so we can learn and get the lesson and then be willing. You know, the biggest thing is this, guys. The whole thing about you're not alone and waiting for the Holy Spirit and allowing God's power to guide us, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, and then having faith and believing in God's word, that we also have to be obedient. We have to be obedient. And sometimes we don't want to pick up our cross. Sometimes we don't want to tell the flesh no. Sometimes we want what we want. Sometimes we want what we want, and that gets in the way. What's going on, Satterwhite? Sometimes that gets, what's going on, Henry? Sometimes that gets in the way. So the whole thing, sometimes we do feel like we're alone. But sometimes we feel that way because we don't want to be obedient. And the reason why I say that is this. If the flesh wants, if our body, our flesh desires the thing that we want, get in the way. That's right. If they get in the way and we're trying to move forward, but what we want gets in the way and what God's trying to do in our lives, and we like say, look, I'm tired of this. I'm going to be by myself. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're by yourself if you're going to try to do it on your own. But see, we have to be willing to allow God to lead us. Allow His Spirit to lead us. Peggy says this, we've got to go through the fire. That's point blank. Thank you, Peggy. Drop the mic. That's it. We've got to go through that fire. But you know what? We're not in this by ourselves. We are not in this by ourselves. Listen, the power of God is working, and we just have to be willing to allow God to work and move. What's going on, Wayne? What's going on, Ben, in our lives? We've got to give a chance, give God a chance to move. So perhaps you might be feeling like you're alone. But I want to encourage you, the Holy Spirit is with you, right? We believe what God says in His Word. And this is my personal opinion, right? When one of the things I want to say is this. God said so in His Word. I was wondering why this didn't really go through. So I'm about to send it right now to you guys in His Word. This second point, it never went through. I thought it had gone through in His Word. Let me see. Okay, it finally went through, guys. That was the second point. I'm way late. I thought it had gone through. Sorry about that. But listen, I personally believe this. You're not alone. I believe this. God, Jesus is praying for it. I believe that Jesus is praying for us. Jesus is praying for us. God's praying, look, you can make it. 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 Now, I've always had this. This is my personal thing right here. This is me, okay? This is Gregory. This is G. I always had this personal feeling like when Jesus hung on that cross, he looked through the corridors of time. He saw you. He saw every creation. Now, remember, Jesus, God in the flesh. And as he hung on that cross, I believe that he saw you. He saw me. He gave his life for us. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for me. Listen to this. He didn't give his life for a statement. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for me. You guys, I guess that's the way I've always envisioned it. I've always envisioned it that when Jesus gave his life, remember, he didn't have to die. No one took his life. He gave his life. But he went through that process. And he felt like he was alone, right? But he went through that process, and he hung on that cross for you, and he hung on that cross for me. And I believe he's praying for you. He's praying. God wants to see us all make it, right? But listen, he's given us free will. Free will. We can make a decision. I'm going to do what you want me to do. And listen, we can choose. Let me think about what I said. He's given us that free will to do what we want to do. And I'm going to say this. You are not alone because Jesus is praying for you. I believe Jesus is praying for you. He's praying for you. He's praying for you. He's praying for me. The Holy Spirit wants to see us all make it. God wants to see us make it. He wants us to make it. But we have to know that sometimes, you know, we might feel like we're alone, that we are not alone. Not only is Jesus praying for us, God has placed people in your life who want to see you win. I believe that God has placed people in your life. Listen, we might not even know some people. Have you ever experienced this? And have you ever grown up or experienced this? Whereas someone might say when you're older, you know, I prayed for you when you were younger. You know, I prayed for you that God would bring you through. Listen, people are watching us, right? They're watching you. They're watching me. And some people are praying for us, and we have no idea that they are even praying for you, for us, right? Have you guys ever experienced that? And so, and grown, you know, and you've run across, have you ever run across someone who saw you months later or years later, and they're like, I was praying for you. I was praying for you when you were going through X, Y, and Z. Let me tell you this. I wasn't going to share about my mom being, what's going on, Lawrence, about my mom being in the hospital last night because I was thinking, I do not want anyone to think that I'm an attention. I'm just doing this for attention. It's not that, you know, when I ask you guys to pray, I'm not doing that for attention. You know, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. What's going on, George? What's going on, Lawrence? And I'm going to tell you guys this. And this is the honest truth. When my mom and I were in the hospital last night, my mom kept on. She was in pain. She was in pain. She couldn't sleep. She was irritable. I'm telling you, the second I posted, I'm going to read to you what I posted on Facebook. I posted this. I posted, I'm going to right now. Please say a quick prayer for my mom for healing in her body. Thank you. And I'm going to tell you guys the truth. That's not even a thought. Yeah. Thank you, Peggy. Thank you, Peggy. When I put that out there, I'm being honest. Within probably 3 to 4 minutes, my mom was in a deep sleep. Let me tell you this. We were in there for hours, and she couldn't go to sleep. Thank you so much, Lawrence. Thank you. And we were in there for hours, and she finally went to sleep probably around 9 or so. I think, yeah, that was around 9:18. Well, around 9:18. Please say a quick prayer for my mom for healing in her body. Thank you. And I'm telling you guys, your prayers, the prayers you guys prayed for my mom for healing. Now, mind you, when she left the hospital, I also posted a picture of her, and she looked like a totally different person. She was smiling. She was ready to go home. But she got some rest the last 3 hours. What's going on, Pete? So I just want to say thank you guys for praying for my mother. Prayer works. I want to tell you that you're not alone. Jesus prays for you. And not only did Jesus pray for you, God's placed people around you who are praying for you. Hey, listen to this. We need to have people around us who are praying for us. And some people we know are praying, and some people we don't. But I want to tell you this, that prayer works. I'm telling you this. All people who commented and prayed, said a prayer, I appreciate that. My mom appreciates that those prayers. And I'm telling you this. Like I said, I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. My own eyes. My mom went to a deep sleep after a few minutes after I said that. And people said, just saying a prayer. So I just say thank you. God bless you. I appreciate you guys. I just want you to, and I also want to tell you this, guys, that praying for yourself, you're not alone. You have the opportunity to pray. And when you pray, you're asking God, God, I need your guidance. I need your help. God, I just praise you. I bless you. Thanking God. Just giving thanks and just saying thank you. Thank you. So even when those thoughts come and you feel like you're alone, I just want to encourage you you can just give thanks and just thank God for who he is. Thank God for what he's done. Because listen, you might think that you're going through the worst thing, but let me tell you this. There's someone out there who's going through something worse than what you're going through. What's going on, Peter? There's someone out there who maybe don't have a place to lay their head. You know, who knows? But what's going on, Deborah? But listen to this. You are not alone. You are not alone. And when you pray, you got to pray and believe. Have faith the size of a mustard seed. The size of a mustard seed. Like I told you guys, Jeremiah 29:11, for me, that's my scripture for the year. NIV version says this, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Listen, can't you keep going? Don't you feel more, if you believe, don't you feel more encouraged knowing that Jesus is praying for you, that the Holy Spirit wants to see you make it, that you're not alone, that he didn't leave you comfortless. He didn't leave us comfortless. He left the Holy Spirit. But we have to be willing to allow God to lead us. We have to be willing to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. And what's going on, Eric? And not only the thing about people praying for us, but also praying for ourselves, praying for direction, praying that God will move in our lives. But we have to be willing to go through the process. We have to be willing to go through the process. Like Peggy said, we've got to be willing to go through the fire. How many of us are going through the fire? How many of us right now feel like we are going through the fire? We feel like, Lord, if something else happens right now, I am going to lose it. How many of you guys have felt like that? I'm going to lose it if something else happens right now. Because I'm feeling like I am all alone. I'm just encouraging you tonight that you are not alone. I want to encourage you tonight that prayer works. I want to encourage you tonight that this is how I personally feel. I feel like I came from a family of ministers on both sides of my families, evangelists, ministers, singers, musicians, that, listen to this, those who've gone before us, I can just imagine my grandmother, my grandparents praying for me on the other side. You can do it. Come on, you can do it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Come on, you can do it. Listen, you're not alone. There's no mistake in what you're experiencing now, because what we experience helps us for whatever is about to come. But guess what? Now that I've gone through what I've gone through, listen, I might see someone else who's going through something similar to that, and I can say, hey, let me help you out. What's going on, CJ? Let me tell you this. When I was on my, and I'm still on my journey, my weight loss journey, right? And there's some people who will come on and say, hey, Gregory, hey, G, keep on going. I see you losing. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. And I go to this. What's going on, CJ? It's good to have people around you that when you feel like you're ready to throw in a towel, they throw the towel back at you and say, keep on. Have you heard that saying that, when you feel like you're ready to throw in a towel, God throws a towel back at you and say, keep on, not yet, don't give up yet. Jared says, keep on keeping on, my brother. Thank you, Jared. I'm going to keep on. Sometimes I fall, but I get back up, right? And I might feel like I'm alone sometimes. But, you know, I remember that I'm not. And we are willing to open up ourselves and allow God to speak to us, allow God to speak into our lives, allow God to move. You know, things will change in our lives. But I want to encourage you that when that thought comes, you are not alone. You take authority over that thought, that you bind that thought up in the name of Jesus, and that you speak for life over your life. Speak for positivity over your life. Speak the word of God over yourself, that I am not alone, that the Holy Spirit is with me. You know, Montreal says this, Jeremiah 29:11 is the verse I am known for. Yeah, Message version says, I know what I'm doing, okay? Have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. All right, thank you for that version, Montrell, of the message for Jeremiah 29:11. Listen, guys, you know, what's going on, Rob, Dom? You might feel like, Lord, if I go through another thing right now, I want to encourage you not to give up. And then also that whole thing about not feeling like you're alone, you need to make sure you have the right people around you. You need to make sure you have people who are encouraging you, people who are speaking life. You know, if you're trying to go to a different level in your life, you have to be around people who are doing the exact same thing. You need to be around people who are saying, if you're around people who don't have any goals, what's going to happen for you? You have to have some people around you who are doing, who have goals, people who are trying to go where you're trying to go. You know, listen, you are not alone. And then listen to this. We have to also be willing to accept the people that God has placed in our lives, because sometimes God places people in our lives, people in our path to speak forth life or to impart into our lives. And sometimes we say, Lord, you know, what is this person doing here? I can't learn anything from this person. But listen to this. We have to be willing to be humble. And, you know, God works through those relationships sometimes. But we need to know which relationships need to be around us. You know, Peggy says, amen to that, around the right people. Yeah, the right people. Having the right people around you. Have right people who will encourage you, who will speak the truth to you in love, you know, who want the best, and who want the best for you and want God's best for you in your life. I hope this message is encouraging you guys tonight. I hope so. I pray so. So my last point, guys, is this. Believe in your heart. Listen, we have to believe. We have to believe. I'm really, really behind on this, type of this stuff in. Jesus, praise for you. Praise for you. Last point tonight is this one. Believe in your heart. You know, I gotta tell you this. You know, guys, if you don't believe in your heart. To feed our spirit, Piggy. Yeah, so I'm kind of late with putting point three up. I'm working on trying to put these points up while I'm talking. But that whole thing, guys, about believing in your heart, we have to believe. What else it is? What you believe opens the door for what you receive. What you believe opens the door for what you receive. You know, you are not alone. You got to believe every promise that God says in His Word. You know, I will never leave you. You know, for me, Joshua chapter 1, right? I'm going there right now. Joshua chapter 1, for me, verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the left, to the right, or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Verse 8, meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Listen, keep the word of God on your lips. Keep the word of God in your mouth. Keep the word of God in your heart. And listen, keep God first. You are not alone, guys. We are not alone. Faith. Faith. Faith, listen, Guys, I would not have been able to make it without faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. That scripture says that without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. Thank you so much, Peggy, for putting that down, Peggy. Listen. You know, they say faith without works is dead, right? So if we believe we have faith, we have to put some action behind it. I just want to encourage you tonight that you are not alone. These last 5 minutes, perhaps you might not feel like that. Perhaps you might feel like that and you're not saying anything tonight. But I just want to encourage you that God, the Holy Spirit, is with you. Believe with the word of God. If God says so, he says it, believe it. Believe Jesus is praying for you. Believe that people around you, God places people around you who are praying for you. There's people praying for you. You don't even possibly know who's praying for you. And prayer works. I've seen prayer work in my life. I've seen it work in my life even last night and how quickly things happened when I just asked everyone to please pray, say a prayer for my mother for healing in her body. We have to believe in our hearts. We have to believe that he is with us, that his thoughts toward us are good. But we have to be willing also to do our part. We have to be willing to allow God to speak to us. We have to be willing to open up our hearts and allow the Lord to come in. We have to be willing to do that. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Auntie Sheila. Hebrews 11:6, New King James Version. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Drop the mic. Thank you, Aunt Sheila. Thank you. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. My question for you tonight is, do you feel like you're alone? Then if you feel like you're alone, my question is, are you doing what God has called you to do? Are you doing what God has called you to do? Because when you don't do what God's called you to do, and you feel, we sometimes can feel frustrated, right? Because God's trying to do this. This is what I need you to do. We say, I don't want to do that. I want to do it this way. I just want to encourage you today. Just take a second. Turn off the phone after this show, whenever you do, take some time. Turn the phone off. Turn off social media. Leave it in a room and go to another room. And just spend some time with God. Just meditate on his word. Just think about his goodness and allow God to speak to you. Then ask yourself, ask the Lord, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing in this season? Because the flip side of it is this. When we're not doing those things that we're supposed to be doing, you're going to feel frustrated. Sometimes you might feel like you are alone because you're not being obedient. Whatever God has called you to do, go ahead and do it. Know that you're not alone because Jesus gave his life for you, right? Jesus gave his life for you. He gave his life for me. Are we closing ourselves off from God? Or has God closed himself off from us? I believe we've closed our hearts to God. So I encourage you to open up your heart. Allow the Lord to come into your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in. Allow Jesus to come into your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit and God's presence to fill you. Allow God's presence to fill you. You know, ask Lord, please give me a clean heart that I might follow thee. You know, that him, give me a clean heart. What's going on, Mike? You know, and listen to this. Things might be hard. I just want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't give up hope. Sometimes your blessing is right there. Your blessing is right there. And sometimes we give up right before the breakthrough. But I just want to encourage you, keep on keeping on. And if you can find that scripture that's going to encourage you today, find that scripture, stand on that scripture. Regardless of what you see, regardless of what you feel, regardless of what you hear, just know that God has your back, that you are not in this by yourself, because he's left his Holy Spirit to comfort you, to teach you, to guide you, to guide us. So I pray, God, that you guys are blessed tonight. I'm thanking for those who came through. This is meant to be an inspirational time. And I appreciate you guys for coming through. I love you guys. And if you really had that place where you feel like you are alone, I just want to encourage you. If you need to talk to someone, feel free to inbox me here on Facebook. Find some people around you who are God-fearing people. Go to a church. Talk with a pastor. Or talk to someone. If you feel like you're tired, you know, feel free to inbox me. I hope I can lead you somewhere else. You know, what's going on, Felicia? Thursday is very inspirational. Thank you. Feel like being in limbo? You said drop it, Peggy. You feel like being in limbo? Yeah. I just encourage you guys that you're not alone. So encourage you that God has your back, that the Holy Spirit is here. If you need to come to Him today, and you want to give your life to the Lord, one thing to do is say, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die on a cross for my sins. I believe that he gave his life for me. I believe he raised him up 3 days later with all power in heaven and earth. And I pray you'll come into my heart. And he will come into your heart. I just want to encourage you and just encourage you guys to just know that God has you, that you're not by yourself. Listen to some gospel music. Read the word of God. Spend time. Think about people who are positive. Who's positive in your life? Who's negative? And then I want to also encourage you to really seek God. Am I doing what I'm supposed to do with my life? Am I supposed to be where I'm at? I'm supposed to be right now. And then do what it is, whatever it is that God's called you to do. Those of you who have your music business, do your business. Those of you who are trying to do ministry, do ministry. Those who are helping, you know, to work with kids or help other people, whatever your gift is, you know, allow God to use you and be that light and touch people's hearts, touch people's lives, and allow God to speak to you. I just want to encourage you tonight that you are not alone. God's Spirit is with you. Allow the Holy Spirit to comfort you, to give you peace, and speak to your heart and your soul. God bless you. Continue to keep my mom in your thoughts and prayers. I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying for your ministries. I'm excited about what God is doing, even in your lives, in each one of your lives. God bless you. Have a great evening. And I'll see you again next Tuesday from 9-10. God bless you. And please keep the questions and the comments coming. I do comment throughout the thread, so and please share this video on your pages too. God bless you. Please let me know. Hey, John, please let me know how this ministry is touching your life. What are your takeaways? What are you leaving here today? Karina says, thanks, Greg. Good night. Many blessings to you. Thank you, Karina. Same to you. Thanks, Peggy. Amen. Amen, Peggy. Now, I want to send a special prayer out to my friends and family who have family and friends who have lost loved ones. I'm sending love, condolences, and prayers to you. Just know that God is with you. And I pray God will be with you during this time of bereavement. I'm sending out to my family and friends out there who have lost loved ones and friends. God bless you and be encouraged. Lauren says, bless you too, Greg. We'll keep you in mind in prayer. Thank you so much. Have a great night, guys.